It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
I love going to New York. I think one of my favorite things is all the food and the great restaurants. I can't even think that there's even a bad restaurant in the city. But I think one of my favorite things is even when I go to get comfort foods, they're actually healthy foods. And I think that's where I'm excited is because today's guest is Phoebe Lapine. And the reason you should recognize the name, she's a food and health writer. She's a wellness personality, a gluten-free chef, culinary instructor, recipe developer, speaker. She's born and raised in New York City, where she continues to live and eat. And I'll tell you, Phoebe, I eat there a lot too. So she's written, she joins us today because she wants to talk about her new book, The Wellness Project. So we're going to dive right in. So Phoebe, thank you for joining Lisa and I today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So I got to talk to Phoebe recently and we had so much fun. I love her book. I think it's such a great idea, The Wellness Project, to give yourself something new to do each month to make your health better. And, you know, being that this is a beauty show, one of the issues, Phoebe, is you were having an issue with your skin for a long time and you were given medication sort of just to deal with the issue, but not really get to the root of it. And talk to us about that. And then I would love to for you to share some of your beauty things that you do to be healthy and whole and everything and holistic, I should say, and keep it on a budget as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of the impetus for this book was an autoimmune disease I had been struggling with for many years, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And I didn't always connect all of the symptoms that were going on within my body with my body to the disease. And one of those was actually terrible skin issues. I had something called perioral dermatitis, which is a really fun rash around your nose and mouth that would kind of crop up once a year. And I would just go to the dermatologist and she'd give me some creams or some, you know, in some cases a steroid shot and, you know, eventually antibiotics. And, you know, depending on these tactics, it would kind of go away until the next year when we come back. And then I, you know, do the same song and dance. And eventually, all of those tactics just stopped working altogether. And I found myself just kind of in this revolving door month after month. And I had kind of started already paying attention to some holistic things regarding my autoimmune disease. But, you know, it kind of, for whatever reason, there was such a disconnect between what was going on with my skin and, you know, all this other internal chaos. And so it kind of wasn't until I put all of the pieces together that, and actually made some changes to my diet that I had rid myself of perioral dermatitis for good. And one of those things actually was the first month of my wellness project, which was, you know, kind of this year-long curriculum where I wanted to make one change 1 month at a time. And because of my skin issues, the first month I really focused on liver health and giving myself just a full jumpstart there. And so I eliminated kind of three of the biggest liver foes, which is caffeine, alcohol, and sugar for 1 month, which is very extreme, probably the most extreme change I made of the whole year, but it was incredible. And, you know, I kind of did this like liver focus because someone had suggested that it would help my skin. And it was amazing. I mean, just stopping doing all these other traditional dermatological tactics and just focusing on those three things, my skin was almost, I mean, not clear by the end of the month because it was pretty inflamed, but it had calmed down. And since then, which was a few years ago now, I've never had another outbreak of perioral dermatitis, which is wild.
Let me ask you a question. Is you made this change in getting rid of caffeine, alcohol, et cetera. One, how did you do it? Because I drink a lot of caffeine and coffee. I don't know if I could do it. And then two, you know, did you see benefits right away? So it's kind of a two-part question.
Yes. So I think part of the reason, and this goes for all of my experience, I was actually able to maintain it is because I knew that it was only for a month. You know, and sometimes people do these kind of 30-day challenges and, you know, there's kind of a finish line and then, you know, you go back to your old habits. But I think because of my intention behind the project of really just kind of seeing, you know, black and white, what these changes did for my body, but then also considering something I call healthy hedonism, you know, what did they do for my spirit? Like, did taking alcohol out of my life for 30 days ruin my social life? did, you know, trying to eliminate added sugar? Was it impossible? Did I not have time to, you know, cook things for myself because it meant eliminating a lot of packaged foods? So I kind of let myself, you know, have a little wiggle room and consider like where maybe being too healthy or too extreme kind of infringed on, you know, my freedom and my ability to live life to the fullest. So I say I stuck with it almost 100% with everything except for sugar. Sugar, I definitely had a couple missteps. So I think like I can give you a few tactics. The alcohol, cold turkey, no problem. Caffeine, because you can experience some withdrawal symptoms, I downgraded for I think about a week to just green tea. And then I took it out altogether. And I have to tell you, David, as soon as, you know, those initial withdrawal symptoms were finished, I felt amazing. And
I've got a question. Okay, because I hear people saying I get sugar out of my diet, and I'm going to argue that I have. But the question is it sugar or sweetness? Because I replaced it with stevia. Is that accomplishing the same thing, or am I supposed to get rid of stevia as well and the artificial sweeteners? Those I've cut out, but I went to stevia. Does that not count, or does it?
No, stevia counts. It's not technically sugar, and it's a plant, so it's also not, you know, artificial aspartame. So I think that's absolutely great. And, you know, I haven't eliminated sugar completely from my diet. I still, you know, mostly at home, I'll use natural sweeteners like maple syrup or honey. I'm, to be honest, not a huge fan flavor-wise of stevia. And again, you know, my whole thing is healthy hedonism, not being, you know, striving for perfection at all times. So the reason why natural sweeteners are slightly better is that there's a different ratio of fructose. And fructose is really, you know, what your liver is contending with. And, you know, it's still, these natural sweeteners still have some. So just, you know, loading all of your foods with, you know, honey and maple syrup and agave. Agave actually has a really high percentage of fructose, is not necessarily answer. It's kind of weaning yourself off, in my opinion, a lot of mindless sugar that's in packaged foods. And, you know, that way, you know, if you want to have a treat every now and then, it really feels like a treat.
Yeah, I completely agree. And the more we can get away from packaged foods, the more we're onto whole foods. Let's talk a little bit about your beauty regimen now and how it's changed in terms of the types of products you use.
Absolutely. So I've switched to all natural products, which was a big leap for me because I actually used to work in the beauty industry before I worked in the food world. So I had, you know, quite a product pantry on my hands. So being incredibly insecure about the state of my skin only made me feel even more attached to, you know, the makeup routine that I had used as damage control over the course of many years. But I will say that I started with skincare, and I started with just a few products so that I wasn't overspending. And then the rest I kind of switched as it ran out. And I have to say, just with a natural cleanser and moisturizer for my face, I really do think that, you know, after I had returned to some alcohol and caffeine and sugar in moderation, that really did continue to get me over the hump. It was just so much more nourishing versus, you know, the microbeads, the acne-fighting microbeads that I was raised on that really, you know, kind of burned and stung. Really, you know, kind of doing something that didn't necessarily have those same sensations, but was actually, you know, nourishing for a very sensitive face, I think was incredibly helpful.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, a lot of people don't realize what we eat affects not only our health, but the health of our skin and how we look. And so if we can have a healthier body, you're going to get rid of a lot of the skin problems as you've experienced in your life. And so I know your book covers quite a bit, The Wellness Project. So I invite our listeners to check it out because there's a lot of great information. I know just getting off the caffeine is going to make a difference. I've actually tried it and switched to teas, but I do love coffee so much it's been difficult. The sugar switching to stevia. And I know you help go gently through all this. So I invite everybody, check out the website. Phoebe's got an incredible website called feedmephoebe.com. I'm David Pollack with Lisa Davis. And if you've got a question about beauty, go to justaskdavid.com. Phoebe, thank you for joining us.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.